The following lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsberg was recorded live and is presented to you free of charge by Galilei Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginsberg. Galilei Institute is a non-profit organization and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org or email us at inner@inner.org.
One of the most important images in Parashat Shoftim appears towards the end of the Torah portion. It describes going out to battle to fight the wars of the Jewish people with its enemies. And it says that when we besiege a city, we're not allowed to destroy the fruit trees around the city, and because the trees are for food, and there's no justification to cut down this destroy the trees. And then in explaining or rationalizing why the tree is so important, that even though we have here a mitzvah to conquer the enemy. So if this will help us conquer the enemy, why is this forbidden? So the Torah has to make a very, very strong point of what is the importance of a tree. And it says that ki ha'adam etz asadeh, for man himself is likened to the tree of the field. Right. So this is maybe the most important image and meditation this week, to see, like to see in the eye of our mind, the human figure, the human being, man, appearing to us as the tree of the field. The word here is not, it doesn't even actually say a fruit tree, even though it means a fruit tree. It just says the tree of a field. A field has many implications. One implication of the word field is like it's a battlefield. But it's a tree of the field. So in our meditation, we have to try to imagine man becoming a tree of the field, and then the tree of the field returning to become a human figure, and to see the relation, to see that in our human being, that obviously human being is a small image of God, just as we, as the Torah says at the very beginning of creation, when God created man, it says that he created man in his image, in accordance with his likeness. One immediate allusion is the very word etz itself, tree, equals tzedem, meaning equals exactly that same word that the Torah uses to describe a man upon his being created, tzedem, the image of God. So that image is a tree. And here is, as we said before, the idiom that is used here in the context of the Torah is Eitz HaSadeh, the tree of the field. If we will begin now to calculate the full value of this phrase, of this idiom, the tree of the field, so tree, which equals Tzelem, the image, is 160. The second word of the field, HaSadeh, is 314. So together, 160 and 314 is 474. 474 is the value of one of the divine sefirot of creation, in a certain way the most central and all-inclusive of all of the sefirot, because there are 10 sefirot. Usually this one is not counted. If Keter is counted, this is not counted. It's the sefirah of Da'at. In our meditation of last week on Parashat Re'eh, we saw that Da'at corresponds to the Temple Mount. It's called the Mount of Moriah, the Mount of the Divine Incense, and the Mount of the teachings of the Torah to the whole, coming out of Zion to the whole world. So here, that level of Da'at now becomes reflected in our meditation as the tree of the field. We know that the Torah is also compared to a tree. It says, Eitz Chaim hi l'mafazikim ba, that the Torah is the tree of life for all of those that take hold of it. Eitz HaSadeh, the idiom of our week's, of our portion of our week, is da'at. Now, da'at either means knowledge or it means consciousness in general. Consciousness is awareness. Consciousness is that all-inclusive state of the soul that unites both intelligence and emotion. As we also have mentioned and discussed several times, the thought is, on the one hand, it creates unity within the mind, but the ultimate purpose of that is to unite all of the mind, all of the mental faculties of the soul, together with all of the emotive faculties of the soul. Since it's so all-inclusive, that for that very reason, it's not always counted as one of the ten sefirot, because it's not particular, it's everything, just as we say the word consciousness means everything. So man, here the full verse reads, "For man is the tree of the field." Now, in Kabbalah and Hasidut, we're taught that the human being, both on the physical plane as well as on the spiritual plane, is composed of different systems. On the physical plane, these systems are referred to as the physiological systems, just like for instance, the respiratory system, the nervous system, the endocrine system, the immune system, and so forth. There are actually 12 such systems which also are seen to correspond to the supernal sefirot within man. And obviously all of the physiological systems have their spiritual counterpart. So that, as one of the systems of the body and the soul, corresponds to the nervous system. Now, the nervous system, more than any other system of the body, can be envisioned as a tree, because that's exactly the way that it appears, that the trunk of the tree is actually the spinal column, and all of the major and minor nerves branch off the central trunk, and it actually appears just like a tree. Now, even the word hasadeh, which is, we'll go on to explain, that the word field, if we take the first and the last letters, which are two hays, and combine them, then they become a yud, then the word sadeh translates into one of Hashem's names, one of the holy names of God, which is Shakai, Shindalad and Yud. That's the word hasadeh. But that very divine name is the power to extend, or actually to project outward forces. Sometimes it means to thrust or to throw outwards. So the implication is that this tree of the field is just actually like very, very similar to what in modern science is described like a field of energy. Before, we said that a field can refer to a battlefield. But just like the word nowadays is used, a field in physics for energy fields, for electromagnetic fields and such, so that's exactly the field that is created by the tree-like appearance of the nervous system in the body of man. So at war, we have to be specially intentive and conscious, when that is consciousness, of the nerve center and the nervous system that's now coming to its height, actually, in this particular context and experience of the mitzvah, the commandment to fight and to conquer the land of Israel. And then after the land of Israel is conquered, also there's a commandment to continue to bring more and more peoples of the earth under the wings of the divine presence, which means the faith in one God. And always to be conscious that man is the tree of the field. Now, if we just mentioned a moment ago that the word field equals one of Hashem's names, which is Shakai, that's also the name in Kabbalah that corresponds to a complementary sphera of that, which is Yesod. Yesod literally means foundation, but it has to do with all the sexual energies of men, meaning that there's a very, very close interdependence, as explained in very much in depth in the Kabbalah and Hasidut especially, between the nervous system and the proper functioning of the nervous system and the and one's proper use of one's sexual impulses and powers. That's all implied by the by this name Shin Dalet Yud. The first word of the phrase, which is Etz, the tree, Ayin Tzadik, as we said before, equals 160, which is very same as Tzedem, the image in which man was created. It also equals another word in the Torah, which is Noam. Noam is spelled Nun Ayin Mem, also equals 160. And Noam means pleasantness, or very, very sublime pleasure. So the phrase, this phrase, Eitz HaSadeh, which altogether equals Da'at, which is consciousness in general, can also be now translated into two words, Noam Shakai, the pleasant, serene pleasure of the Almighty. Usually in English, this name of God, Shin Dalet Yud, which equals HaSadeh, is translated as the Almighty. So the full phrase of Eitz HaSadeh can be read as Noam Shakai, the pleasant, serene pleasure of the Almighty. That is what man really is. As it says, Ki HaAdam Eitz HaSadeh, for man is the tree of the field. We're now translating this to read the pleasure of the Almighty. In that phrase, what's unique about that phrase is that in the original phrase of Eitz HaSadeh, of the tree of the field, so the first word has two letters to it, and the second word has four letters to it, meaning that the whole phrase has six letters to it. It equals altogether Da'at. Da'at is consciousness. But that word consciousness, 474, can be divided by six. Obviously, the probability, the number can be divided by any number, just 1 over that number itself, meaning that the probability that the number can be divided by 6 is 1 over 6. But this number of Da'at, which is Eitz HaSadeh, in the phrase once by 6 letters, just divided into 2 and 4, can be divided into 6. It's 6 times 79. 474 is 6 times 79. What does 79 mean? 79 is De'a, which is another synonym from the very same root as Da'at. The Rambam, in his book based upon the correction of all of one's ethical properties, he calls it Hilchot De'ot, in his code of Jewish law, in once more correcting the properties of one's heart, each one of the attributes or the characteristics of the heart, for instance, whether one is arrogant or whether one is humble and modest, whether one has a tendency to get angry or whether one never gets angry. So those characteristics of the soul, he calls them deot. Now in Kabbalah, each the singular of deot is in the plural, the singular of that is de'a. De'a is from the very same root, obviously, as da'at. The two basic letters are da, to know, dalet ayin. But most amazingly, the word da'at equals six times de'a. The da'at, because it ends with a Taf, which equals 400, so makes the number a relatively large number. But that 474 now divides into 6, 6 times 79. And each 79 is Dalet Ayin Hay, which is Deya. So what does this mean in Kabbalah? In Kabbalah it means that, this is actually an expression from the Zohar, that Da'at is called the key that opens up six chambers, six doors to six chambers in the heart, that each chamber is another emotive characteristic. So again, the numerical illusion is most beautiful. The Dat itself, which is consciousness in general, now is the key of the soul to open and to permeate with the light, with divine light, the six chambers of the heart, that each chamber in and of itself is referred to as De'ah. Now, so we see that Eitz HaSadeh has this other beautiful thing, that it equals Dat, and it has six letters, meaning that the average value of each letter itself is De'ah, that there are six De'ot here involved. But when we translate it into the other phrases, Noam Shakai, that is the pleasure and the serenity and the pleasantness of the Almighty, that's what's being experienced here. It also has six letters to it, because each word has three letters, but here instead of the six dividing into two and four, the six divide into three and three. Now, if you have two words in one phrase, one idiom, that each has the equal number of letters to it, so another numerical process can be done, that we multiply the first letter by the first letter, and the second letter by the second letter, and the third letter by the third letter. If we do that process, which is called ribua prati, that's the term for this in Kabbalah, on these two words, Noam Shakai, then we arrive also at a very, very beautiful, most consummate number, which is, it comes out to be 5 times 56 squared is the full value. And 56 squared is 3,136 times 5 is 15,680. That's what happens when you multiply 50 by 300, which is the first letter of Noam times the first letter of Shakai, and then Ayin times Dalet, which is the second letter times the second letter, and finally Mem, that's Ayin is 70 times 4, and then finally Mem, which is 40 times 10. So the full value will be 15,680. Now, to explain this, just one final point about this number that we now arrived at, is that it's 10 times 1,568, which itself is 2 times 28 squared. But in one point in the Gemara, at the end of the Tractate of Blessings, which is the first tractate of the Talmud, the sages teach us that there is one verse in the whole Bible that summarizes most beautifully our entire service of God, which means our entire state of consciousness, and as it should be perfected. And that verse is, in all of your ways, know Him. Bechod rachecha de'eyon, or the essence of our meditation this week, is that the seeing man as the tree of the field is actually seeing man as essentially the nervous system, which relates to the one's sexual energies, which is intended to manifest as godly serenity, as the serenity of the Almighty. But the verse that the sages choose, or state, that this is the most all-inclusive verse of the whole Bible, is also based around the verb to know, Dat, and it says, in all of your ways know Him, and He shall straighten your paths. As if you will know Him, if you will make your ultimate effort to know God in all of the ways of your life, everything that you do, whether it's sacred things, holy things that you do, or whether it's mundane things that you do, no matter what you're doing, if you're eating or drinking or sleeping, or involved with any other activity of life, to be conscious of God. That's the most important all-inclusive statement and teaching of the Bible. Always to be conscious of one God, no matter what you're doing, in all of your ways. It doesn't say in all of my ways, which would then refer only to the commandments of the Torah. It says, in all of your ways, know Him, know God. And then He will straighten all of your paths. Now this total verse equals 1,568, which is 2 times 28 squared. Meaning that the this full value of Noam, pleasure, so then at the time Shakai, the Almighty, is 10 times that verse. Meaning that that verse has expressed or experienced in all of the 10 levels of the soul. Now that verse itself, which is 1568, if we divide it by 7, it's divisible by 7, so it equals 7 times 224. But 224 is the value of Derech. Derech is a way. And what does the verse read? It says, B'chol Derechecha Dayan, all of your ways know him. Meaning that in general there are 7 different ways. We're even taught in Kabbalah and Hasidut that in serving God, one can serve God properly in accordance with the root of one's soul in 7 different ways, but all of the ways are directed to one purpose and one goal and one end, which is becoming conscious ourselves and filling the whole universe and the whole of creation with the consciousness of one God by being ourselves an expression of the tree of the field that knows God in every single facet of life.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsburg, recorded and presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginsburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization, and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org, www.inner.org. In Hebrew, Galinai means open my eyes. These words are from the verse in Psalms, open my eyes, that I may behold the wonders of your Torah. Under the leadership of Rabbi Ginsburg, our goal is to open the world's eyes to the light of the inner dimension of Torah, to discover God, and to connect to Him in all that we do. As we learn from the Baal Shem Tov, spreading this light will hasten the complete and true redemption. We invite you to join the Galinai team and participate with Rabbi Ginsburg in learning, teaching, and spreading the inner dimension of Torah, Kabbalah, and Hasidut. Together, the Galinai team will change the world, bringing God's loving kindness, health, happiness, and true peace to all. For more information about Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsburg's teachings and how to participate with the Galinai team, visit the Inner Dimension website at www.inner.org, www.inner.org, or email us at inner@inner.org.